All financial advice provided on this show is for entertainment and educational purposes only. The financial ideas and strategies discussed are only provided as a starting point for a conversation about money matters. With regard to your particular investments and financial strategies, consult your financial planner, CPA, or investment professional. All your financial decisions are yours and yours alone to make and subsequently are solely your responsibility. The information that is supplied through the context of the radio program and any repurposing of its content by the host or network is a combination and collection of solid financial investment understanding, opinion, and comments. This network, show, and its host are not liable for financial strategies, outcomes that you employ in any manner that result in any kind of loss. Shares of corporate sponsors may be the subject of buy or sell recommendations in Jay Taylor's newsletter in accordance with Jay's objective opinion.
Welcome to Turning Hard Times into Good Times with your host, Jay Taylor. This hour will help investors fix issues and achieve personal gain. Now, here's your host, Jay Taylor.
Good times. I'm your host, Jay Taylor. I'm speaking to you from the borough of Queens. It is the seventh day of June, 2020. That is the borough of Queens in New York City. Before I talk more about today's show, I'd like to remind you I am the author of a newsletter called Jay Taylor's Gold, Energy, and Tech Stocks, and we like to plug Chen Lin's letter, What is Chen Buying, What is Chen Selling, especially if you're interested in the biotech sector. Chen has some great ideas and some great research that he shares with his subscribers there, chenpicks.com. And as always, we like to pass along Michael Oliver's website as well. It's olivermsa.com. Michael Oliver will be with me in just a moment here to give us some of his latest ideas about the markets. And before I get into today's show, let me remind you that I will be attending and participating in the Metals Investor Forum in Toronto this coming Saturday and Sunday, as will two of my guests today, Quentin Henning and Eric Coffin. There is no charge to attend this event, but you do need to sign up beforehand. And to do that, you can go to Metals Investor Forum, their website, metalsinvestorforum.com, enter your name and email, and you will have admission to this event that's held at the Delta Hotel in Toronto. Quentin will be presenting Irving Resources there. He'll be talking about that, as he will be later today in this show. And I'll be speaking about the dire economic conditions the U.S. has gotten itself into and why you really need to have some gold in your portfolio as a result. I have invited Klondike Gold, Irving Resources, Core Asset Corp, and Calibre Mining are the companies that I have invited to the show. Included in the free of charge event is a continental breakfast on both days, as well as cocktails at the end of the sessions, both on Saturday and Sunday. So I look forward to seeing you there. Be sure to say hello if you are able to attend. I do want to thank each of you for listening to the show, making it one of the more popular shows in the Voice America Business Channel. Also want to invite you to keep your questions and comments. Send them along to questionsfortaylor@gmail.com. Questions, the number four, taylor@gmail.com. Also want to thank our sponsors making the show economically viable. This week's sponsors, Irving Resources, Novo Resources, Eloro Resources, Core Asset Corp, Timberline Resources, Lion One Metals, SK Mining, and Reyna Gold Corp. I've titled today's show, Investing in a Rapidly Changing World. Few investors and letter writers combine such an intimate knowledge of the junior mining exploration sector and the metals markets in general than does Eric Coffin. He will be joining me in the second half of today's show. He also possesses a brilliant grasp of the interplay of macroeconomic forces on the junior sector and the metals markets. As co-founder of the Metals Investor Forum, I want to get a sense from Eric about the companies that he is really keen on investing in and those that he will be taking with him to the Metals Investor Forum. So we'll be talking to Eric in the second half of today's show. Quentin Henning will join me during the second segment to provide an update on Irving Resources, as I just noted, and that company's 2022 drill program, which is in part is designed to test the newly discovered Hot Springs Gold System buried under a more recent discovery. Quentin has compared this discovery geologically with that of the multi-million ounce gold deposit at Fruta del Norte. That's a project in Ecuador that is doing extremely well, and he thinks, geologically at least, the model looks very similar to that. It is an exciting story, so I look forward to what Quentin has to say in the second segment of today's show. But right now, I'm happy to tell you that Michael Oliver is with me, and really glad to have him. Boy, I'll tell you, in these kind of tumultuous times, it's really great to have a veteran with us like Michael. Thanks for joining me, Michael. It's always good to have you with us. You put out a portfolio grid for your subscribers, basically summarizing the markets that you really want to be in and the key trigger points and the ones you don't want to be in. And there aren't that many that you want to be in, but go ahead and talk to us about what you like and what you don't like. What do you think people should be focused on and what they should stay away from now?
Well, we decided about a month or so ago to produce every 2 weeks a what we call a portfolio grid. What do we mean? Okay. You got to realize that the U.S. stock market is not occupied by the normal gold traders and so forth. 80% of the ownership of the assets in the stock market are owned by institutional investors. Okay. Mm-hmm. That means large funds and pension funds. Okay. Now, how do these folks operate? Well, they don't operate by the time frame that most so-called gold traders operate, week to week, day, you know, day to day. They're fairly non-emotional, although I'm sure they get emotional when they're wrong. But they look at things quarter to quarter, year to year, and they place their allocations in a matrix that includes such categories as the stock market itself, let's say the S&P and the NASDAQ 100, long-term government bonds, municipal bonds, real estate, and high-yield corporate debt. Now, also in that matrix, traditionally, sort of at the bottom, but accepted as a needed category, is gold, because it protects you over the long haul. Everybody recognizes, even if you don't like it short-term, that it does preserve its value over decades. Okay, so it's there. It's part of the traditional portfolio matrix. So what we do is we summarize every 2 weeks our long-term trend view of each of those categories, whether we turn positive, turn negative, what level, and what might be in play short-term or something. But right now it's very interesting because if you're running a pension fund, CalPERS, California fund, or Illinois, or running any big mutual fund or anything, you've got a very strange situation right now in that you don't have any choices except one, okay? For instance, right now, we're now 6 months into the new year, a year that most people didn't expect to turn out the way it's turned out. We did, but, I mean, that's fine. S&P's down 14%, and that's a rally, okay? NASDAQ 100 is down 23%, and that's a rally. Long-term government bonds are down 22% from where they closed last year. Municipal bonds are down 7.5%. And real estate, as measured by several real estate-based ETFs, are down 16%.
Yeah.
Good grief. I mean, you know, these are normally, some of these compete with each other sometimes. You know, usually when the stock market's in trouble, you can rush over to the government bonds and, you know, save yourself there and protect your clients' assets. But that's not true anymore. So suddenly, nothing's working. What's going on here? Okay. Well, the one category that is working, and pardon me for saying this because I know a lot of people think it's not working, gold's up 1.5% on the year.
Mm-hmm.
Well, of all these traditional assets, that's a killer. I mean, that's, you know, you'd love to be there, you know. Mm-hmm. And so, in fact, some of these funds do have positions in, for instance, GLD, for example, like Bridgewater Associates owns some substantial portion of GLD. That's not true with most of the pension funds. But anyway, so it's not a good year for the major asset managers because their choices are not working. And they, unfortunately, years ago, they shifted out of bonds where they used to earn interest. And the Fed denied them interest by cutting the cost of money to nothing. The basic commodity of human interaction is money. Mm-hmm. And they took its price down effectively to zero, and so they couldn't make any interest, so they started pushing their money into the stock market. And it did well for a while, you know, especially the last year or two, where we went vertical after the money printing in March of 2020. But now it's not working, so they're desperate. The only thing that's up is gold. When in fact, if you look a little closer, the GDX, the gold mining ETFs, up 1.5% along with gold. Nobody notices that. Everybody notices that it's lower than it was several months ago, but it's up on the year. What's going on? Mm-hmm. Meanwhile, the two biggest blue chip gold miners, Newmont Mining and Barrick were up 9% and 10% on the year. Whoa.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I suggest to people who are invested in gold to stand back for a minute, quit looking at the day-to-day, week-to-week. You know, if you bought high and you're hurting, well, that's because you bought high, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But basically, as an asset category, it's doing quite well in a very bad year.
Mm-hmm.
And we suspect, based on our analysis, that it will continue to do well. Now, over time, these portfolio managers, the state pension funds, they get together every quarter and they have their meeting and they vote and so forth, and they may shift some assets, but they don't do it day-to-day, week-to-week. Over time, if that relationship still persists, where gold is still hanging in there up on the year, and miners are up 8-9%, and yet the rest of the market continues under pressure, they will be forced by simple necessity to shift more and more assets into these small market arenas, gold, gold miners, silver miners. So it's an issue of the arm wrestling match going on over time, whether attrition alone will cause an asset class shift more and more into gold.
Mm-hmm.
And as we know, there's a lot of assets out there that are not comfortable right now. Mm-hmm. And if they begin to shift even trivially into gold, imagine what will happen to the gold and the mining sector. So I think everybody needs to sort of step back and look at that coldly from the point of view of the Illinois State Pension Fund, the CalPERS, major mutual funds, as a very good alternative. And so far, 6 months into the year, it's hanging in there quite well, despite
mm-hmm.
all the sensitivities.
Right. Well, I'm reminded, Richard Russell used to say that the winners in a bear market are those that lose the least. So yeah. if you're at all positive, I guess, so of course you have to factor in the fact that we have this inflation, consumer inflation now, that is also eating away at your purchasing power. But nonetheless, yeah. Gold is hanging in there, as you point out. And more than likely with these massive companies like CalPERS and Illinois Pension Fund, these guys have enormous billions and billions, I would imagine, of money to put somewhere. So we could mm-hmm. could see an explosion on the upside. One other thing I wanted to ask you about before we have to go to break here, Michael, oil has done very well. Energy has done mm-hmm. very well. And you didn't mention you like to look at the Bloomberg Commodities Fund. Are those up for the year?
Well, they're up nicely for the year. And again, we don't correlate gold. You should not correlate gold to commodity price, quote, inflation.
Right, of
gold
course.
Gold is a metric of inflation generally. And remember, mm-hmm. we've had a dozen years now of vast monetary inflation, which went
right.
where? Not into commodities, it went into the stock market. So
right.
asset managers will move it, with a shovel. They'll divert the river to a different direction, and now they're diverting it into commodities and commodity-related.
Mm-hmm.
But ultimately, I think our bet is that the gold, silver, and the related miners will outperform every category out there over the next year or two.
Including the commodity sector in general.
Including the commodity sector, yes. It's bolted
yeah.
ahead, but you've got to remember, gold had already doubled from late 2015 to summer of 2020 before commodities even upturned in
mm-hmm.
late 2020.
Mm-hmm.
Gold
mm-hmm.
had already gone to $2,000,
mm-hmm.
and yet the commodity index was still laboring at its lows. So don't try to correlate them. Actually, our view is that commodities lag gold.
Mm-hmm.
And probably the next leg up, gold will outpace the commodity complex.
Mm-hmm. All right. We'll have to leave it go at that, Michael. I should mention to my listeners that there are a lot of other things that Michael talks about besides gold. He talks about that all the time. But, for example, he had some comments on Amazon, Apple, Microsoft. Well, he talked about real estate. There's lots of things in Michael's letter to keep up with. If you're a serious investor, you might want to consider signing up for his letter. It's olivermsa.com, olivermsa.com. Thank you so much, Michael, for being with us.
Thank you,
always
Jay.
Great. It's always great to have you with us. Thank you so much.
Thank
well, folks,
you.
Don't go away. We have to go to break now, but Quentin Henning will be back with me when we come back to talk about Irving Resources. So don't go away. We'll be right back with Quentin Henning.
Become our friend on Facebook. Post your thoughts about our shows and network on our timeline. Visit facebook.com/Voice America.
Lion One Metals is focused on high-grade gold in Fiji, led by legendary Canadian financier Walter Barikoff. Lion One is permitted for production and drilling for discoveries in one of the most exciting high-grade gold projects in the prolific South Pacific Ring of Fire. Lion One trades on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol LIO and on the OTCQX under the symbol LOMLF. Go to our website at liononemetals.com for more information about Lion One Metals and high-grade gold in Fiji.
SK Mining Corp, trading under the symbol ESK on the TSX Venture and ESKYF on the OTCQX, is a mineral exploration company targeting precious metals, rich VMS deposits in the heart of British Columbia's Golden Triangle. SK Mining controls a prospective land package totaling 130,000 acres, which lies across a geologic trend that once hosted the prolific SK Creek Mine. With a world-renowned geological team, funding in place, and shareholders such as Eric Sprott, SK Mining is on the cusp of a world-class discovery. Go to skmining.com to subscribe for updates.
When it comes to business, you'll find the experts here. Voice America Business Network.